this evening to speak a little bit about the Book of Mormon. And so I guess we'll just get right into it. The subtitle for the Book of Mormon is Another Testament of Jesus Christ. And that is the central theme of the Book of Mormon, is that Christ is our Savior, and He loves us very much. So when Jesus Christ was alive, he taught his gospel upon the earth, and he established what he wanted his church to be run like. Some people agreed with what he taught, but others disliked it, and because of their wickedness, they even got to a point where, as we all know, they killed him. And he was very much abused for his beliefs. All right, so we see this pattern throughout time. When people listen to the prophets, I guess, that have been called, God calls us prophets, and then when people listen to them, they prosper, and they do well, but when they are wicked, God takes his truths that he's established off of the earth. And that is what is known as an apostasy. And we see that throughout time with many different prophets. And we believe that when Jesus Christ set up his church after his death, he gave authority to run his church to his apostles. His apostles were killed, just like him. And with the death of the apostles, that priesthood authority that was given to them to run Jesus Christ's church was taken with them off the earth. And that is where the restoration of his gospel comes in, because God loves us so very much that he, through a modern-day prophet that he called, restored his truth and all those priesthood authorities to run his church. And he did this through calling the prophet Joseph Smith. This took place in about the year 1820, and Joseph Smith basically was just a young boy. He was a farmer and was very confused. There were so many different churches that were teaching what the Word of God was, and they were basing it out of the Bible. And he knew that God could not be the author of confusion, but he didn't understand why so many different religions taught different things out of the same book. And so he read in the first chapter of James, verse 5, that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And that's what he did. He said to himself, basically, if anyone lacks wisdom, it's me. I don't know at all what God wants from me, so I'm going to ask him, as directed by James. And this is where Jesus Christ called him to restore his church. And we know that Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father both appeared to Joseph Smith and restored those priesthood keys to him. And that's a great claim. But we can see this also throughout stories in the Bible. This is when Moses saw God, he believed that no one would listen to him, and no one would think that he actually saw God when he would tell them that. And so as proof that he had actually seen God, he commanded Moses to throw his staff on the ground, and it would turn into a serpent. And when he would pick it back up, it would turn back into a staff. And that was his proof that God had appeared to him. And he gave the same proof to Joseph Smith. And that proof is in the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is an account of ancient prophets, and it begins in Jerusalem at about 600 BC, and it goes throughout many different prophets who, very near the beginning, sail across the ocean and land in the Americas. And that is where the majority of the Book of Mormon takes place. So, this Book of Mormon is the prophet's evidence that God has called him as a prophet. And as we read in Matthew, by their fruits ye shall know them. And that is the fruit of what Joseph Smith accomplished. And by reading the Book of Mormon, we can come to know for ourselves that it truly is the Word of God, and Joseph Smith did not write it. And by the Holy Ghost is very powerful, and it's so powerful, in fact, that no man can even claim that Jesus Christ is our Savior without the power of the Holy Ghost to testify. Spirit, I guess it's from the Bible, so I'll just read it. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Okay, so this book, it comes with a promise, and this is a prophet, Moroni, who writes the closing in this book, and he promises that any of you that will sincerely read this book and ask God to know if it is true, you will get a witness from the Holy Ghost to know that it is true. So God's words never cease. He has revealed to us basically things in the past. And we know that from the Bible. That is a record of what he has revealed to us. But we know that he doesn't just speak with people that are now deceased, but he literally speaks with us today. And we know that through our prophets that have been called in these last days. That's about it. So I just testify that the Book of Mormon is truly the Word of God, and God, his words never end. It's not that he reaches a limit and he has no more guidance for us, but rather he will continue to speak with us as long as we are living righteously enough to receive his words. And it's said that if all of the things that even just Jesus Christ accomplished were to be written down, the world itself could not contain the volumes of books that would be produced from that. But then we also have a record of all the prophets and everything else that has occurred in this world. So we know that there's just so much information that we don't have, and that we could never have, but that is true doctrine. And the Book of Mormon is just a small section of what we have received in these last days, that we may study and come to know Jesus Christ more fully. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.